Chapter 5. A Bad Day at the Gallery. It was a long, difficult weekend for David. Then Monday arrived. The big day at the Grierson Gallery. In the car, on the way to the gallery, David said to Mr. Bean, "Whistler's mother is arriving today. There are going to be a lot of important people at the gallery." When Mr. Bean didn't answer, David looked at him. Oh, no. Mr. Bean had a cigarette lighter up his nose. "Please, Dr. Bean, please, don't do anything dangerous today, please," David said. He really didn't want to lose his job. David and Mr. Bean walked into a big room in the gallery. There, at the end of the room, was Whistler's mother. "Wonderful," said David when he saw the painting. Mr. Grierson was there and smiled at him.
"Yes, it's very beautiful," he said. "A really great work of art. Now, follow me, everybody. We've got to plan the day."
He turned to Mr. Bean.
"Ah, good morning, Dr. Bean. Would you like to stay here and look after the painting?"
Yes. Okay," said Mr. Bean.
Then everybody left, and Mr. Bean was the only person in the room with the famous painting. He was bored. He didn't want to look after Whistler's stupid old mother. He started to walk slowly round the room. When he got near the painting, he looked at it carefully.
"This painting's dirty,"
he thought, with his face very near the painting. And then he sneezed all over the painting. Oh, dear! He quickly got his handkerchief out of his jacket and started to clean the painting.
"Ugh!"
he shouted a minute later.
"Oh, no! How did that happen?"
There was now blue ink all over Mrs. Whistler's face. He looked at his handkerchief. There was wet ink on that too.
"My pen!"
he cried, and took out his pen from his jacket. There was ink everywhere. What could he do? He thought for a minute, then took the painting off the wall. But it was very heavy and fell onto the floor. Then, by mistake, Mr. Bean stood on it.
"Help!" he thought. "This is getting worse and worse."
He opened the door and looked out of the room. There was nobody there. With great difficulty, he carried the painting out of the room.
"The toilet," he thought. "Water."
He got the painting into the men's room and started to wash it. There was no blue ink now, but where was Mrs. Whistler's face? Mr. Bean went hot and cold. Then he had an idea. The meeting finished and David left the room. "Right," he thought. "Now I'll get Dr. Bean and have another look at our beautiful painting." But when he arrived at the room, he couldn't open the door.
"Dr. Bean," he shouted, "there's a problem with the door. Can you open it, please?"
After a long time, Mr. Bean opened the door. David looked at him. Mr. Bean's face was grey.
"What's wrong?" he asked.
Answered Mr. Bean.
"What? What?" cried David.
Mr. Bean looked very afraid.
It's the painting,"
he said quietly.
"Where is it?"
shouted David.
Here,"
said Mr. Bean. He showed David the painting.
"I had a little accident, but I think it's okay now. I painted a face on her. Do you like it?"
David looked at the painting with wide eyes. He felt sick.
"Oh, no," he cried. "No, no, no. What are we going to do now?"